Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we have two special guests here. Gilly.
Firecracker. TTD.
Y'all stripper names.
Yeah.
Listen, I was just telling them about that when we got some money.
My name changed it. I changed my name, though, to KBL, King Baby Leg.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
King Baby Leg.
BMI. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was one of the funniest things I listened to on y'all podcast is when y'all say, and you know we used to be strippers. Y'all, that shit's hilarious.
Gigi thinks it's true.
It is true. True.
Okay.
Yeah. I told you.
We were like, I'm not sure if they're telling the truth or not.
Nah, it's true.
We got in the game. I was younger than him, and one day I was on the corner doing my thing. Had a gun on me. And he was like, yo, man, I got a new hustle, man. We ain't got to be out here with this shit no more. You ain't got to worry about going to jail. I said, what? So we slid around to the bar, and they, you know, it's a bunch of chicks in there with a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. I said, all I got to do is, you know, advertise my piece. He said, yeah, man, just go with it. I stripped out, and the game changed after that.
You didn't have to have, like, an audition?
No.
Yeah, we had an audition.
No, he going to lie, because he going to fucking lie. He going to lie about the audition.
All right.
He going to lie on me. Go ahead and lie on me.
What happens in the audition?
Well, we went down there. We both had our names. And, I was Firecracker because I was little with a big boom.
Okay.
And he was TTD.
Throw that dick.
So,
Throw that dick.
Yeah, so when we got down there and we had the audition for the lady, she changed our names.
Mm-hmm.
He lying.
And she changed mine to Inches. And she had changed his to Baby Shrimp.
She fucking lying. You fucking lying. She changed my name. Wait,
but before we go any further, for the listeners that don't recognize y'all voices, can y'all introduce yourselves as who
I'm
y'all really
Gilly
are?
The King.
I'm Wallow 267. This is... $1 million worth of game. That's yes. Where you know it's from.
I bet that we were talking about earlier, right? Things that are double standards for men and for women. Because there's a lot of things like, look, when we hear a man is a stripper, right? It doesn't get the same response. Like for a woman, she was a stripper. There's a lot of women who used to be strippers. Not a big deal. Yes, Gigi. But for a guy, right? If we're as a woman, meet a guy and he says, I used to strip.
Sometimes you might think he was gay.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
We ain't never get that problem.
We ain't get that shit. We ain't get that problem.
When I sat this dick on the shoulder, it was over. To the side.
Dick on the shoulder.
Yeah. But I also think that there's not as many former male strippers as female strippers or male strippers in general.
Yeah, the female market for dancing is definitely more.
Like, why is it? You think we don't like to go as much as guys do?
Y'all like to get slapped up with a piece here and there. It's just that people don't understand the game because they never was in it. See, we understand that game. You know, throwing heat around. You know, like a motherfucker to just throw heat around, pull the sock off. You know what I mean?
You're not supposed to pull the sock off.
No, I pull my joint right off because we get straight to the point in there. Like
he wants you to look the cobra in the eye.
Listen, I want you to see the snake before that shit bites you. I want you to see that shit.
So you had to, and you have to tie it, right? You have to tie around your penis because
no,
I know
that's
some,
no, some. No, that's some little niggas. No,
all I do is pull the sock up. Let it.
No, you got to tie it because that's how you stay erect because there's no,
no
way.
I ain't got to worry about that. I ain't had to worry about that
the whole time that you're dancing.
I ain't had to worry about that shit.
You got a little lift. You don't need to be erect. Yeah. Yeah. All you need is a little neck.
Yeah.
And so that means that you guys are showers and not growers.
Well, see, it's all in the hips. I got retractable hips.
Oh, God. Most guys are growers, though. Most of them are. Because a lot of times, guys don't want you to see their dick when it's limp. Like, as soon as a guy busts a nut, he want to hide his
shit.
They
be trying to cover it up.
Right. He want to put his boxes back on, got the covers over him.
What niggas is them?
Some of them.
Don't nobody want to see that little dick.
That's how them niggas is in New York.
Don't it shrivel up a little bit when after
yeah. I'll show you the motherfucking turtle with the head still in the shell.
No,
I don't even matter.
So wait, you're not circumcised?
Still in the shell. Oh, wake this motherfucker up though. Damn,
you ain't gotta wake me up. I'm ready to go. I should be ready to go.
Well, you did 20 years of this.
I should be ready to go. I ain't even playing.
You should be ready to
you
go.
You gotta be ready to
you
go.
You gotta make up for some lost time.
Yeah. Shit.
So when you're locked up, right, obviously you jerk off a lot.
What? Every day? I ain't miss a day. I ain't miss a day.
You didn't
I
have a sick day or nothing?
No, I had the porno connects, all the porno magazines. And, you know, sometimes I make me a fifi. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's when you take some, you know, glove, you know, some hot water, throw it in two different gloves, put the one glove in the middle, lotion him down, put the towel around it, tie him down and just and go to work.
So you keep it like or do after?
No, you once you nut all up in a glove, take the glove, I'll throw it away. You can throw the whole. You can always get new gloves from the kitchen. You know they got them latex gloves, so you can always get a new joint. You won't keep. You can't reach.
Yeah,
I mean repurpose.
It's like we're using a condom.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you can't
I don't know how it works.
You can't keep
I ain't
doing
never
that
stick
shit.
My dick in between two gloves.
Well, what dick?
I'm asking. I don't have one of those either.
And she don't know how accessible these gloves are.
Yeah,
so
me.
They're accessible. Yeah, they're easy to get.
But I would think everybody was getting them gloves.
No. Everybody's
shortage of gloves.
No, it's never going to be a shortage of gloves. They got cases of them Jones in the joint, so it don't really matter.
What about the COs? Like, was you ever fucking any of them?
I had a CO. We had a situation, you know what I mean? And I ain't, you know, put nobody's name out there.
No. Mm-hmm.
She was moving out, you know, and I was doing what we needed to be doing, you know? That's
the
game.
The only thing is, all the jerking off burnt his stem out.
He lying. My shit ain't never go out.
I'm saying with his woman.
My shit, she ain't never say no shit like that.
You
lying like a motherfucker.
You know,
she ain't never say that. I'm baby leg out. She ain't never say that.
She asked you to talk to him about it?
She said she asked me to get him some pills. I introduced him to these Red Rangers.
No, I ain't into that.
These,
I ain't never taken no pills.
Called Hulkamaniacs.
Is that the stuff you buy at the gas station?
She knows. She got to get up. She say, nah, we don't
who
do that
stop
shit.
Who you got some Red Rangers for?
We don't do that shit. We don't do that shit.
Who you stop and got some Red
I'm just saying.
What he said, stop at A+. Give me some Red Rangers.
Give me some
and
Rangers.
You got to put them onto the silverback.
No, you ain't
got to
put
bar.
Me on to nothing.
It's herbal.
Him. He coming up short.
Yeah, silverback.
It's all, you know, it's natural. All natural and herbal.
I'm cool.
It's
I don't need none of that shit.
What's the other one? The all around the world?
Around the world with the tiger bone.
So you get your nigga silverbacks, huh?
Yeah, they love it.
Day, damn, you letting me know. You ain't playing on it.
She hit him stay, huh?
She said day.
That's not what she said, right. But it was funny.
She said day.
They meaning men in general.
I mean, the guys in the juice bar
because clearly they
get
line up.
They'll
to buy
stay
it.
There all day
and wait
those,
for it.
And drink the all around the world. Like at the juice bar, they'll come in, they'll get one shot, and then they end up drinking a whole damn bottle.
Mm-hmm. Or a lot of guys be ashamed because like it'll be a woman behind the counter. So they'll be like, my uncle said to get him a pill. What's what they called again?
Yeah.
Oh, silverbacks.
And nothing like that all natural.
We know it's
but
you,
every
bro.
Guy has had a situation where he couldn't get hard once or twice.
I don't remember.
For real? Y'all lying if you say that there's never been a time you couldn't perform.
Only Gilly? I'm going to keep it all the way real. The only time I can't perform is if that pussy stink.
Mm.
That's it. It's like, oh, this is African wolf pussy in this joint.
I'm cool.
My dick just get a brain of its own weak. Not going to be able to do it.
You never been too drunk, too tired, couldn't
I ain't
get
never
hard?
Been too drunk, too tired to... Wait, hold on. What the fuck?
What if she's
if
on
I
her-
could smell it, you could smell
what
it.
What if she's on her period?
Then you definitely out of pocket like a pistol on a fucking robber.
Oh, you don't fuck on
you the- should have told me you was on your period. Then we just would have gave you a shotgun blast to the head. You know that? Boom. Blew her shit clean off.
That's all.
All right, so we're talking about double standards. What are some other double standards you think, things that like is different for men and for women? Because I think stripping is different. What else would you say is different? Finances. I think for women, guys don't really care if we have money like that or not.
Well, it depends on what type of guy you fucking with. Because I, you know, when I first went on the first date with my woman, I made her pay. And then when we got
you
in the car.
You made her pay?
Yeah.
I was like you said, you got
to
pay?
Can you take care of the bill? She was like, yeah. Then we got to the car, gave her money back. I said, I had to make sure you wasn't busted and disgusted. I can't fuck with no. I can't fuck with a person can't feed they fucking self.
Where did y'all eat?
The Horace Shell Cafe on 9th and Market.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you made her treat you. See, I don't know how I would feel about that if a guy just said that. Now, if you explain to me, like, if you ask me out and you ask me to pay on the first date also, I need to know why. Because I feel like whoever asks who out is the person that should pay.
Right.
Well, see, it wasn't all about that. It was about the setup. Mm-hmm. Now, you paid $115, $120 for this meal, and you thought all the way to the car, this nigga's fucked up. But then when we got there, I gave you $400 and told you I had to make sure you wasn't fucked up.
But you don't think that's like playing games? Because what if she came with another kind of game? Like, I thought I was going to give you pussy, but just kidding. Just wanted to see where your head was. I'm going home.
Well, clearly, I mean, whatever he did, we're still together. Y'all been together for a while now, right?
If that's what a woman do, then I respect that. Mm-hmm. If she say, oh, not tonight, then you supposed to be a player and say, oh, man, nigga can get pussy when he can't get nothing else. Mm-hmm. I was riding down the street the other day. It was a bum out there. He had a bum bitch laying right next to him. So that means he could get a bitch where he can't even get a place to stay.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
I'm not going to lie, though. I think I would be taken aback if a guy wanted me to pay on the first date after he asked me out.
But well, you would be fucked up when he gave you the money in the car.
Well, my situation.
Triple what you paid.
I would probably like, no, thank you.
Now you
would
have been like, oh, that's some player shit. I see where you was coming from.
I'd be like, he
no,
weird.
I ain't busted and disgusted, right?
sometimes it's a test because you got a lot of bros out here scamming and playing games.
But I don't want to get tested either like that.
No, I'm just saying, that's the reality of the environment that we live in, though.
Right.
People out here bullshit. Me, myself, our first date, you know, she was kicking and we talking and she's like, I want to go to Disney World. Oh, let's go. I took her to Disney World. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? We was out.
And no matter of what?
What you mean? That was our first fucking real date.
Oh, you took her to Disney World for your first date?
That was our first date.
Okay, so it was a phone conversation. What y'all want to do on the first date?
No, it just happened. We was together. We was in one of her businesses. Mm-hmm. She talking. You know what I mean? Because my woman got, you know, made plenty of way more money than me when we met. Way more money.
Absolutely.
So it was like, I ain't give a fuck about that, though. I still went at her. The way I went at her, I got this nut with me. We pull up. We down Baltimore. He like, yo, where the fuck is we going at? We from Philly. We in Baltimore. I pull over in the hood. Pull over to a business. I said, yo, wait right here. I got to run in there. I'm telling you, we in the jungle now. I leave him in the car. I go in there and lay my shit down on her. You know what I mean? I ain't. It wasn't about man, what?
What is lay my shit down on
her? Listen, I laid my shit down, man.
What
come
is
on,
it?
Don't
you got to elaborate.
I went right in there and went right at her.
Like, what did you say? What is going right
first
at
of all,
her? Go ahead. He's going to lie on me.
First of all, the first date, they ended up at Disney World because he was like, oh, my whole 20 years, I always wanted to go to Disney World. I always wanted to take a picture with Mickey Mouse.
She wanted
Mouse.
To go. Okay.
I always
she
wanted to take
go.
A picture with Mickey
he's
Mouse.
He's a fucking liar.
Because I'm
she
fucking
to
goofy.
Go.
She wanted to go.
I always wanted to take a picture with Mickey Mouse.
Lying. She wanted to go.
And she is like, if that's what you want to do, baby, I'll take you to Disney World.
No, you out your fucking
she rubbed his ball head. She said, you know. She said, I like you, little nigga. You know what I mean? She said, I'm going to raise you. You hear me?
He lied.
He said, I'm going to take you from boys to men like Wanye, little nigga. He was sitting there like.
But is it intimidating a little bit to date a woman who has more than you?
No. If you a nut ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Because if you insecure.
A lot of dudes are just insecure and they can't deal with it. They worrying about. Listen, let me tell you something. Ain't another one like me out there. Mm. That's how I feel about myself. Talk I don't give a fuck about how much money, how much jewelry you got, because money, jewelry, cars, fame, that don't unlame a lame. If you a nut ass nigga, you a nut ass nigga. Mm. And a lot of women don't understand that now. A lot of, see, it's a different time from when we grew up. Now, if you got money, you just automatically thorough. Mm-hmm. You could do any type of nut shit. You could be a nut. If you got money, you thorough. And a lot of y'all women, it depends on y'all upbringing, who schooled y'all, the women that was in y'all family, the women that y'all was y'all OGs, to let y'all be able to describe who thorough and who ain't. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of y'all deal with a lot of sucker shit, because the dude got some paper.
What's sucker shit?
Like a bunch of nut shit.
Like, tell me what's nut
like all types
give me
of
some
nut
example.
Shit.
Disrespect.
I mean, all types of nut shit y'all deal with. And y'all know y'all can't identify because with y'all identification, I'm not saying all y'all, but a lot of y'all identification of a thorough nigga, real nigga, is somebody that's on the gram, got money, got this, got that. But is a motherfucker thorough with you?
I prefer people not on the gram at all.
I mean, there's definitely guys out there that don't be on Instagram
definitely.
Like that.
I'm saying this guy.
I think that's impressive.
There's a lot of dudes that don't be on Instagram.
Especially if they don't.
How often do you just run into them?
Especially if they don't need
nowadays
to be.
Is more than you would think. I would say like about 3 years ago, everybody was on it. But nowadays, it's like less and less people.
A lot of guys secretly be on a gram.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, what did you say? Everybody got a gram page.
Yeah. Like got a gram page, but they don't be posting and going crazy and liking everything and all
but
that.
Guess
everybody
what
has.
Do
that make you feel comfortable? Do that make you feel comfortable if a dude not on the gram and he not liking stuff and he not posting? Do that make you feel comfortable?
I feel like some guys, I look at it like this is weird. What is he hiding? Because he don't have an Instagram.
Same thing men would look at with women.
Yeah, I'd be like, what is he hiding?
Right.
So is a problem if he do, is a problem if he don't?
That's damn just the area we're in right now. The social media area where people feel like everything gotta be on the internet in order for it to be true.
You asking him what is nut shit?
Give him the game.
It's do your man uplift you?
Mm-hmm. Is he giving you game? God's attention, motivation, education.
Do your man put you first?
Of course.
You feel what I'm saying? Do your man back you? Whatever your dreams is, do he got your back 100%?
Baby, I want to start a pickle company. All right, we're going to find how the fuck we going to grow some pickles then.
He'll be
cucumbers.
Like,
yeah, I feel like he can't be a man if he ain't doing that.
But what I'm saying is a lot of women is in relationships that they nigga don't do none of that. They settlers.
And the sad part is there's a lot of younger women who don't know any better. And like he said, it's because of the old heads that they had around them and the women in their families didn't set good
nobody gave them
for
no game.
So now they falling for this Instagram life. They falling for the social
it's
media life.
And then your life
is based upon... The new relationship is based upon, I got to make it look right for the gram. Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's perfect.
True.
Oh, it don't rain. It never rained in Southern California, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore. That's bullshit. And then everybody, all the women is in competition with each other. Oh, I don't want to be like, I can't keep a man, so I got to deal with this shit. I got to keep fronting this. Mm-hmm. I got to keep this alive. Because you battling against your sister, your mom, and your aunt.
Homegirl.
Because you gang one with them because the dude you chose.
But be so miserable as hell.
You know what I mean? Motherfuckers miserable. And then you got a lot of people, I can't show my man. He's private. No, you're a secret. You're a secret, baby. You're not in a relationship. You're in a secret.
Or you want to keep him a secret.
No, that ain't the game.
That's because at the end of the day,
double standard.
What woman don't want to be like, this is mine.
I know some women that don't want to post they do.
No,
I'm not really like that.
Yeah, Angela doesn't.
I would say this on my Instagram, it really is like work stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I'm not really like, and I don't mind that so much, but I just don't feel compelled to be. I feel like sometimes you put your stuff out there and people like ruin stuff. Or they'll try to, and that's when things like
you ain't got none of it. Somebody else could come and ruin your shit.
Not that somebody else could come and ruin it, but they try.
I've been with my wife
21
years.
Yeah, so that's different. I feel like you don't even have to think about that.
Like
that's totally different. But in these situations and nowadays in new relationships, and I brought this up before, you have people intentionally trying to break up relationships. How they had that guy posing as Travis Scott with another girl, and then they came out a week later like, ha ha, just kidding, it wasn't really Travis Scott. But now this girl thinking, man, my man is cheating on me. And then they came out later, like I said, they were like, we just did this to see if we could create a scandal.
Right. Gigi, you didn't used to post your man at all.
And there was years ago that I did. And then I stopped. And then recently I started again. But
well, to me, it's not about posting your man or posting your woman. Mm-hmm. It's about, are you claiming that this is mine?
Yeah, that's different.
I mean, we got 10 years in and everybody around us know us as a couple. So I'm not worried about the status of our relationship versus Instagram and people knowing.
Absolutely.
Right? I posted him because I wanted to post
him. If your foundation is strong at home, it's not about you don't post me. You don't post me. It's about I just felt like posting you this day. So I did it.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Yep.
I don't have to post you. I'm not under any pressure to post you
post
on
pressure.
Instagram.
Post pressure. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if L'Oreal ever posted a dude on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. My last boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend.
As your man, though?
I mean,
or did you post him like
I posted
just
pictures
to be
with
picture.
Just me and him?
Oh, they know he was blazing. That's all that mattered. People just want to know
it was
blazing.
Just me and him. Like
he blazing the shit.
It's
out
not
of
like
him.
I have to put, hey everybody,
this is him.
Look at my boyfriend. I don't do corny stuff like that.
She just said something like us. I was like, okay, that's who's blazing.
Or I'll just he post
blazing.
It and it's that, a fire. That's ass
Ricky Blazer.
That's who's blazing.
Ricky Blazer. Yeah.
Especially if you see more than one picture with you and just the guy, it's like obviously motherfuckers. Like,
and then what happens when you post him and people be trying to say slick shit? Though
Women?
Yeah.
I mean, I seen women start following him that were following me after I posted him, or like they start leaving comments underneath his page. But that's what I don't like. Like, they would have never known him if I didn't tag him and post him and do all that stupid, goofy shit.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck if who knows to.
Yeah, but that's fine.
My mindset is shoot your shot, nigga. Because if she didn't look how she look, I wouldn't fucking want her. So shoot your motherfucking shot, nigga.
But you don't think that's disrespectful if it's somebody that knows you?
Oh, see, if it's somebody that know me, then I'm gonna open your fucking head up and send you the staples.
That's a different type of game.
See, but that's what I'm saying. It'd be girls that I would know.
But at the end of the day, if I post Tootie and niggas that know me follow her, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But every day she walk out the house, a motherfucker gonna shoot her shoot that shot. Absolutely.
You ain't gonna be with nobody.
She better be defensive player the motherfucking year. She better block all the motherfucking shots. You hear me?
You think she gotta tell you about people that's trying to holler at her?
I don't ask about niggas.
But I mean, she don't be like that. Why this person was in my comments or in my
DM? Me and my wife have been together in a club because me and my wife don't go to the club and be like, oh, it's just me and you. I gotta stay right here.
You do you, she
can't
do
say
her.
Nothing.
Yeah, float around.
I can't entertain. Life gotta be about you. Fuck no. I go and I do me. I have fun. I enjoy life. You're a little bit more laid back. You a little bit more reserved. That's not me. Mm-hmm. When I come out, I like to have fucking fun. Mm-hmm. You like to drink, sit there, cross your legs, look cute, might get up, pop little 1, 2.
That's me in the club for sure.
Right. Right. But that's what make us perfect, because opposites attract. She's laid back. I'm outgoing. Mm-hmm. She's reserved. I'm fucking shot out.
That you are.
Does she ever got to calm you down though?
Calm me down.
Like if you ever be doing too much? Like, all right.
No, because at the end of the day, it's all a level of respect. You feel what I'm saying? See, the thing is, if I have a party, like I just had a party and I invited my followers to come party with me, and I pick certain followers from all over the country, they come and they party with me. You think that I'm going to have a party and I'm going to be like, hey, how you doing? I'm glad you came.
We partying.
Dude, you drove all these fucking hours to come see me and I'm drier than a motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm Canada dry in this motherfucker. Yeah. No. We gonna turn up. We gonna get drunk. I'm gonna be dancing with all you motherfuckers. We gonna have the time of our life. All the food is free. All the liquor is free. All the cakes, candies, edibles,
massages.
Everything's free. Massages. So at the end of the day, we're gonna have fun, and my wife's gonna be right there.
Oh, we got
and
some edibles now.
We do.
Okay. We got
a whole lot of toys
don't
and fun things happening over.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I have gifts for y'all
today.
Oh yeah.
I didn't want to be unfair, so I got you guys the same thing. It's a pocket pussy.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Here you
fuck I'm talking right. about.
So you don't got to make it anymore Johnson. With gloves.
Yeah. Right. So whenever babe not around, you know,
or if she is around,
no,
you know,
I want
you
to be right there.
Be a nice threesome.
I'm gonna crank this motherfucker in front of and then say I'm about to come over. Get ready.
Oh my gosh, she getting paper.
Cause it's like I'm cheating, but
she
I ain't
money.
Cheating.
She's a legend,
you know
too.
Yeah,
oh,
but
Tanya.
She getting money.
Well, that's
but it's
her
like
pussy.
I got some other yams in the room. You know what I mean?
We'll spice it up a little bit.
We gonna have a threesome tonight.
Hey. Yeah. So don't say lip service never gave y'all nothing.
Oh,
we got
I appreciate
some
lip service for this.
Yeah. Damn.
You know what I mean?
That pocket pussy look like a ham.
You just upgraded my bed. You know what I mean? To be having a threesome tonight, grab the pussy.
Grab the pussy. Damn.
Have you ever used one of these?
No.
Do you use toys at all?
No. What type of toys could a nigga use?
Y'all got
a
me one of them.
Cock ring.
They got me one of these for my birthday.
First of
you can
all,
use a vibrator on your woman.
Him and Tootie got me one for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got him one for his birthday.
My 30.
No.
Who was my one of these? 30, my 30, what, 90?
Yeah, he used it.
Okay, of course. He's supposed to.
No, I split that joint open.
Listen, it's better than a glove and a towel. Right?
Yeah, I split that joint open. It was too small. That's another story.
I thought pussy was supposed to expand. What happened?
Not
these expand.
Baby leg. That's
oh, right,
story.
Right. King baby leg. But what about a cock ring?
No, I never used none of that stuff.
Cock rings are amazing.
I don't even
like that.
Like that just sound like some white boy shit.
I don't know.
It's cock amazing. Ring. Can I get a cock ring
for my cock? Ring. Like, the C ring.
I just can't picture me going to condemnation.
Toys are for
like,
all ethnicities.
Hey, yes. Give me that lime green cock ring.
The vibrating C
I'm
ring is
it's
amazing.
It's just because it's cock. If it was like dick ring, it wouldn't seem so white boy.
Well, then yeah, that seems like you ring. Asking for something that I...
Let me get a dick ring.
Dick ring. No, no.
Now, how about some handcuffs?
I don't want that either.
Oh, I'll take them.
You take these handcuffs?
Let me get them, Jones.
Look at
somebody's going to be doing some type of role play.
Bondage.
No, these ain't no real so cuffs. Fucked up.
They silicone.
You don't want real ones. This is for sex.
You know what's so fucked up?
I ain't going to say no.
You like what?
He going to be the one with the handcuffs on. Lock me up.
The fuck I ain't.
She going to be like, you motherfucker, you ain't had enough of jail.
No,
the
cool.
Fuck is wrong with you?
No, I'm cool. Well, what kind of, you want to real cuffs?
20 fucking years, you want to be back as a fucking handcuff.
I know the last thing you should give him
Japanese
is handcuffs.
Style. Wait, now I want to hear what Wild has to say because he tried to
explain. She pulled out some handcuffs. He tried to beat me to him. I want him. I want him.
I was like, you got a key. He got his own handcuffs.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? No.
But so why don't you want those?
Those are all right, but I need to make
gentle.
Sure you ain't getting the bottle.
We want to say
yeah, you could get out of those.
We here.
Yeah. So. They silicone. Little
Japanese
playtime.
Style.
What the fuck is going on?
Is this gonna work? You got some shackles and shit?
Oh,
leeches?
No. You know what? And she
you
got
wanna,
a whole, it's a whole,
sell too?
It's a whole lot of stuff over there in that corner.
Y'all got no cells in there?
A whole lot of stuff.
Throw in the CO uniform. He made me go in my fucking cell last night. Throw all up in the CO uniform. This blazer.
This nigga did 20 years. She said, we got handcuffs. She said, ooh, man. Nigga, you ain't had handcuffs on nothing.
No, they ain't for me, man.
Is that for you?
Nah.
Who are they for?
Baby, that's for baby.
Okay,
I'm she ain't never
I thought she was gonna
jail,
give them away.
Nigga, don't play with her.
No, I ain't giving them.
Have you ever used? Have you ever been tied up before?
No, not me.
But you've tied her up.
Did I?
You ain't never put the leash on her. Dragged all
yes.
around the house.
She's
yes.
turning her head. So
you ain't never threw the leash on her, dragged all around the house.
We said handcuffs. Then you come with a leash.
Hey, gave her
this.
A real red bottom.
I'm gonna say this.
Slapped all on her.
I'm gonna say this. I'm going to say this. When you cuff, you know,
you know we never gave April
let me just say this.
Bottom.
Do this to Tootie. I'm going to just say this. You cuff her backwards, right? Lay on the chest. Cuff her. Take the shackles, real shackles. Cuff her legs, but bring the shackle around the handcuffs. So
like,
be like
hog tie? Oh.
That's go painful, crazy. Love.
No, it's not.
Mm. Hog tie someone?
That's you love not. And put the leash
especially
on
especially if she's flexible.
And put the leash on her.
She woke up with marks on
Where's
her wrist
April?
And a
we
fucking
need to ask
ankle.
Some questions.
She just did that shit because she loved you.
What's
she
going
like,
on here?
Yeah, get deep, man.
He like, I'm tearing this pussy up. She like...
No, sometimes it ain't even about the having sex.
Fucking
the
ankles bleed.
It's about the tease and all that stuff.
It's about the tease?
Yeah, they love the
yes.
tease. Yeah,
foreplay
tease.
Is very
they
important.
They like the tease. It ain't about... Ain't about penetrating them. Sometimes you might lick them, tease them, kiss on them.
Do you like being teased?
Nah.
No.
So women
tease
like being
me.
Teased, but see that's a double standard.
Double standard,
no.
Right?
No. See, I don't like being teased. I want you to start the dick, suck off,
get that
and spit.
Oh my goodness!
Then go yeah. get that motherfucker. Wake that dick right.
Sloppy oh, toppy.
Yo. And then if it ain't all wet.
You ain't doing your job.
And if you ain't
if the bed is not soaking wet.
In the pigeon.
If the,
you know
if
what the
if the wetness
is.
Don't go through the sheets and hit the mattress.
You know what that inner pigeon is, huh?
I don't know what's going on.
Now, hold on. When you giving him that sloppy toppy, that scoliosis, that nectarine, you don't activate your inner pigeon. Huh?
If what? That's what you want to call it.
Yeah, explain
stop
that
being
to
so
me.
Conservative yeah, over there, yeah. Lori.
I
want to
hear
like
what the inner pigeon is.
You know what it is.
This,
that
Mario.
Network.
No.
Oh,
that network.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
let me tell you something. If you do all the same motion, that's whacker than the motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
You got to make
sure that motherfucker. You can't do the same motion.
Yeah,
I
like,
will say this, though.
That's boring.
No, that's right. Whack.
So show them the offbeat.
You got to
split
offbeat.
Come on. you see the
all right, you got to switch that thing up on them. You got to switch up the rhythm.
Up. You got to switch the rhythm up.
But
it's
I will
rhythm.
Say sometimes guys switch the rhythm up and then fuck it up. Like you be
fucks
about to come.
Everything up.
And then he switched the rhythm. And
because,
it's horrible.
Because you didn't tell him.
No, I have.
You know what?
Switch
I
like,
every
no,
time
no,
you
no,
say
no,
don't
no,
stop,
no,
they
no,
stop.
They stop or do something else.
No, but because... Because, I mean, it's hard not to stop when you fucking go retarded in that moment. You tell me, keep going. It's hard to keep fucking going.
Yeah.
When it's that goddamn 12
Showtime.
Gauge let off.
Showtime.
Yeah, it means no more bullets in the gun. How I'm going to keep shooting.
So, guys, okay, so yes, switch it up. What about using her hands during a hand job? I mean, a blow job. Is that okay?
Oh, that's like, that's a goddamn must.
Treat me.
Because some guys be like, no hands.
No hands is whack.
Let me tell you something. Treat me. You got to have
both hands. The pepper grinder.
A whole lot of slob and plenty fucking hand motion.
But hold up. Y'all asking these questions. What's the quickest you ever check somebody out?
Really quick. Actually, I've made a guy come before I even did anything. Like,
yeah,
I was about to do it.
Because
that's the thing about teasing a guy and make him the anticipation.
He just exploded.
Oh, no.
There was a time I went out and got a shaft to the top and he came.
And I hit him on his own chin.
Hold the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You mean to tell me that you teased the nigga
and then
you breathed on the dick and he...
Yeah, he ain't getting no pussy then, right?
God damn, he's a rookie.
You ain't keep him around, did you?
Yeah, it was the first time we ever.
I would have said, what the fuck are you doing?
I didn't even tease him.
So you was ready to play some
time.
I think for guys, the anticipation of that and teasing them too much makes them come a lot faster.
All right, now you ain't say that over to you real quiet.
I don't
know about the teasing thing. I think with me, I'm just going to just go straight to head. If I'm
going to
do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't, like, the teasing thing is not for me. I'm not the foreplay kind of person.
Go right at it, right?
I like foreplay.
Lawrence Taylor.
I'm not with this situation with me, it wasn't any stuff like that. But, like, I'm, for too long, I get bored. I'm like, all right, let's just fuck already.
This guy just wanted to fuck me for so long.
Come on, I'm confused.
What just happened?
Now, you in a relationship.
Yes.
You know goddamn well he shoot that spider web.
Shoot up the club?
No. Right there in the roof of your mouth.
Oh.
I mean, it's not even going to hit the roof of my mouth because the dick going to be so far that my throat is just
fucking
up. You know what I'm saying?
Hold
like,
on,
it's going to go straight down.
No, come on. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. We all know when he lets you know where it's right there, y'all all like to look that motherfucker
y'all look
in
the
face.
Eye.
Y'all
in
love
the
to see a nigga go, oh, here he come. I'm about to have all the fucking
and at
power
that point,
like
I'm not even
going to
keep
bitch.
It in my mouth. I'm going to pull it out and let him come on my face.
Right.
Ooh, you like
so
I need a face show at that
so
point.
So at the end
she
of
like
the day.
She like the face paint. She like face paint.
Absolutely.
Because you know why? Because you want to see that one, them 4 fucking seconds that you just own this nigga.
That's right.
That's why y'all do it.
Yeah,
y'all just want to see that.
And I'm not even closing my eyes. I don't care if I have pink eye the next day.
Bang, bang, bang.
Uh-huh.
Bang, bang, bang. Y'all just love it.
I be looking just like, mm-hmm.
And the more we go retarded,
watch my lash, baby.
The harder they go.
And then you just keep sucking it after they come, and then
they go crazy. Then they punch you in the head.
Oh,
no.
They can't even do it. They too weak.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it all we real. I had to hit 2 with a fucking body shot one time. Like, enough is a fucking enough.
There's too much.
All then you'd be like, I can't feel my legs.
I'm a fucking pinky toe.
Your foot be like this.
Like, enough is a fucking
But does it fuck it up when we don't stop? Or, like...
No, but it get to a point where...
But it's the same way for y'all, too.
I was about to say.
Running.
Yeah. I'll be trying to listen.
Your pussy and you come from head. You don't want him touching you after that.
She's right.
Like, me. Don't touch me.
Stop.
Yep. She got my fucking head in the whole lock.
Stop. Don't move. Now, how old was y'all? How old was all y'all when y'all became chrome? You know, as specialists, top specialists.
L'Oreal was born that way.
Yeah, she's
born knowing how to do it.
I've just always
you came out your mama.
I'm gonna tell you why.
She was doing it in the womb.
I just always thought of it like, you know, if I was a dick, how would I want to feel? And I wouldn't want teeth scraping me. You know, I would want to be wet. And
so
I
you
would
put
wanna,
yourself in the shoes of a dick.
I put myself in it. I'm
okay,
a dick
so
sometimes.
So you trying to say.
So you a gun
you
cleaner.
A
you
baby,
been cleaning
right?
guns. You been thinking about cleaning guns from day one, huh?
I mean, no, that's the thing. Because I feel like when we were younger, like to suck a dick, you was automatically a hoe. It could have been one dick, but you're just a hoe if you sucking dick. So I didn't start until later on in life. But once I did it, it was like I knew what I was doing already.
So how many did you conquer in your life, you think?
What? That's not a question to ask a woman.
Why ain't it? Fuck
a
you
lady?
Mean?
What do you mean? Like, how many dicks have I sucked?
No, how many joints
like,
you cut?
What are you asking?
I'm just asking you a question.
I never counted.
Yeah, I don't know.
That motherfucker. Hold on, that's
who keeps
next
count?
Question.
Yeah, that's
no, a lot
weird.
Of y'all keep count. Y'all keep counting.
I mean, I don't. I'll say this: I don't suck everybody's dick that I.
Everybody
deal
don't get
with.
That shot.
But I mean, what kind of? How many dicks have you wrestled with?
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, like,
how many dicks have you put in a headlock?
Nobody's ever asked me that before.
Yeah,
right.
Nobody's ever asked me how many.
That's a different question. It has become real regular. Everybody keep asking the same question.
You know how many pussies you ate?
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, now you don't want to. Okay, okay.
One.
All right.
One.
You got one.
One.
Hey.
One. You would have passed.
One. Nut ass nigga. All right. I knew what two vaginas he ate. I wasn't going to put you on Front Street.
Oh, he ate one.
He said one, listen, which is lying.
But I'm going to tell you about the other one. He was locked up. You know, when you locked up, you sometimes. You come across a woman that's going to do a little bid with you, put some money on your books, come see you, give you some rubs.
He lying. This motherfucker's lying. He's ready to lie on me. He's ready to lie on me.
So he came across this 53-year-old.
He fucking lied. Hold on. This dude, lying on me, man?
I believe it.
Listen.
I get it. You were lonely. I think Pop need a mic.
I didn't even hear this shit, and I believe it.
I think Pop need a mic. Pop, come share my mic.
This got to be real, because Pop on the
pool. Pop don't know nothing about it. Pop going to lie. Pop going to back your fucking pill. You fucking lying on me, man. You lying on me,
kid. I'm not mad. You was lonely.
No, he was
lonely.
Yeah, he was lonely.
Yeah, right. He lied.
Finish the 53-year-old.
He's fucking lying. So I did not blame.
He met her when he was 10 years in.
Okay.
She did the 10 years with him,
lying.
The last 10.
Really?
So when he got out, he this was 37. Story, she was 63.
He lied. Right? He lied.
Listen.
That's a marinated shit right there.
This nigga lied.
But she had money. She had owned the hardware store and shit because her husband had died. All that type of shit. Right?
This man lied. Pop, you a fucking piece of shit.
So everybody lying on you?
So no,
you
ain't lying.
They put this together on me.
So listen, right? So
you don't know this guy, man.
He like, cuz. I just feel like, damn, I should go see her, though she held me down for 10 plus years. I said, no, that's some real shit.
He fucked
me. I said, that's some real shit.
63.
You put a smut on my name, man.
Listen,
you put a smut on my name. You got her believing. Gigi believe this shit.
She didn't look 63.
Black don't crack. She look like what age?
She looked like she's probably about 50.
Thank you. All right,
okay. That's not bad.
No, she looked like she's probably about 50.
She's a nice looking.
She was nice.
She
was nice.
He lied.
You would never think she is 63. Like, every man in this joint would fuck. Like, if you didn't have a woman, you'd be like, but.
Okay. And then she had her own
shit.
You
find out she's 63, you like, whoa. Maybe I'm not going to fuck. Like, I thought you was 50. I was going to do the whole MILF thing.
50, you would have fucked.
This is a whole fucking dying cougar in this motherfucker's life. But all right, anyway. So he go through, he see her. He come back the next day. Cuz ate the pussy.
He lying on me, man. You lying.
She had a pussy. She had a pussy full of gray hairs, cuz.
No.
He lied.
I knew that was coming.
He lied.
I knew that was coming.
So she didn't wax?
He's lying.
I knew that
she didn't wax.
She had a very great pussy.
Okay, hold on.
Why do you think he got
first
so much
of all,
knowledge?
First of all.
He ate out the gray fountain.
You know she's 63. She came up in the era with wasn't no fucking waxing going on.
Oh yeah.
So she bust
that 70s porn. That 70s porn pussy.
She bust that great that
turned
motherfucking
gray.
He lying
she
on
looked
me.
Like Bill Russell when she took some panties off. You hear me?
He lying on me.
Alright.
I said that's honorable of you though. She held
no,
you down
she
like
was,
you're
that
no
was,
hear that shit.
That was.
You see how she finessed.
No, that
talking
was
that's
no,
honorable.
That's
of
one
you.
Thing I can say
Stop
about
right.
the nigga.
He was lonely.
The nigga is honorable. He is 30.
That's honorable.
No, but how you? She always trying
to.
You see how she finessed that shit in?
You always trying to.
That's honorable of you.
Did she teach you anything?
No, she lying. It never happened. Never happened. I didn't believe
you. Know she was in my DM looking for you.
Oh.
She got an Instagram.
You know she was like, I think I'll go right to my fucking DM.
You
know I'll delete.
You're a liar.
You know that shit was years ago.
I want to see her.
It was when he first came home. So it was damn near 3 years ago.
3 years, right?
I want to see her.
So the 63-year-old woman had an Instagram?
Yeah.
That man lied on.
Oh, yeah.
This is the story he
everybody
put together, man.
Oh, everybody OG. Got a gram. And she be putting her grandkids up there like shit.
Oh,
like
he might be this boy is killing. Pop, you want to give this? He's killing.
First of all, she's 62. We know she got grandkids.
Of course.
Like,
yo, you lying
like,
on me?
On.
Oh, you,
might
like,
be great grandkids
no,
at this
post
point.
No crazy
so,
shit
so she's 66 right now. Because this was 3 years ago.
This man lying on me.
Yeah.
One foot in the grave.
So what made you leave her alone? You
he's lying. I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm just going, I don't
he
know.
He said he owed Blaze. Because she held him down
for
10 years.
For a dime.
He was like, cuz I lease or Blaze.
You do.
Like, he was like, I should not go through. Like, I said, no, you'll be a real nigga. Like, I would have did it too.
Listen.
Like, I don't know if I'd have ate the pussy. But I'd have definitely went through and blazed her because, come on.
10 years.
I don't give a fuck a bitch 108. She holds you down for 10 years in prison, commissary, you eating good.
He's lying.
10 years.
You all have some dick.
You owe, come on.
Nobody was in my bit that long. He's lying.
Oh, all right. All right, eight years.
You're lying.
No, I know it was something like that, cuz.
Listen, let me tell you something. You're lying. Right. You're lying.
What's a good story for you anyway? You seem like a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
Oh, I seem like
a
nice guy.
He got all the stories.
That's crazy.
Now, what's the most disrespectful thing that's ever happened to you during sex?
That girl too grabbed his ass one time. She tried to finger pop
it all the way real.
Guys don't like having their ass grabbed.
I'm going to keep it all the way real.
Two did a drive by.
Two
only
called
one time.
Me another nigga name.
You lying. She called you Memphis Bleak. She called you Bleak. Memphis Bleak is. Who pussy is this? Memphis Bleak. M-P-H-E-H-I-S Bleak. She ain't do that, did she? Did she do that to you?
Call me another nigga name.
Memphis
she did
Bleak.
For real?
Was it early on? Was it early on in a relationship?
Yeah. It better have been.
It was early on.
How did you react?
Right.
I kept fucking.
Yeah, like, I'll be him.
I was gonna stop fucking.
Was it like a random name or was it like somebody you knew?
No, it was Bleak.
I don't know who the nigga was.
Oh, okay,
I knew
that's
that
good.
Wasn't my fucking name.
Damn.
Did she catch it or she just ignored it and never said nothing?
No, she tried to keep that shit rolling.
You brought it up after?
What'd you ask her?
Who the fuck is Ernesto, bitch?
that sounds crazy. Suave.
I caught it. Yeah, you know I mean, but it's cool. You know, players fuck up too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
ain't nobody feel like there's a challenge.
He reminiscing about that right now. He feeling
he
mad.
You see it in his face. All right, let's move on.
Fuck him up.
Oh, Tootie ain't never did that.
Yes, she did.
I'm like, what the hell?
She'll be mad at you. What the fuck is she lying on me for?
You go, we believed you.
No, that would be crazy.
What's the worst thing she ever did, person ever did during sex? I'm going to keep it all the way real. Back in the day, I was a young boy. When I first got on as a rapper, a chick wanted to eat my ass. And I was like,
that seems like a compliment.
No. That was like, what do you mean? She was like, that don't make you gay. I was like, but that mean like I got gay tendencies.
Mm-hmm. No, it don't.
Yes, it do. She it wanted do to eat not. My ass. I was like,
it does not mean you have gay tendencies.
I don't think it does either. If a woman's doing it, then it
that's where your G-spot is.
I mean, what?
Your G-spot is in your anus.
No, my G-spot is in my dick and
damn,
my
they love
no,
it's nasty. Not.
Yes, your... it is.
They love
I mean, I don't
ass.
Have nothing against gay people.
So you wouldn't let your wife
you
do
know
it?
What I mean? Fuck no. She ain't
she's,
wiping up.
Listen, she licked the gooch already.
My ass.
Oh my God.
You sit on the show, she licked the gooch.
Yeah, the gooch and the asshole was two different things, though.
She licked the gooch.
That's close to the gooch is close to the asshole. Close enough that it smells like ass, probably.
Hey, but she might smell her ass. She ain't never swiped across the ass.
So you mean to tell me she did? Disrespectful to ask you? She just asked you, can I eat your ass?
I was like, no, first of all, she was like,
because she should have just
no.
did it.
She didn't say it like that. She was like, lay on your stomach. And I was like,
now that's a vulnerable position.
I was like, how was you going to suck my dick on my stomach? Like,
from the back.
That's the best.
From the back.
That's so good. She was you like, never tried it?
She was
from the
like,
back.
No, let me eat your ass. I was like, let you eat my ass.
She said, that sounds
so
good.
It's so good. Like, that's a good
like,
girl.
I'm not going to enjoy it. Like, she's a good you talking about?
How do you know you don't like something if you never did it?
Because I just know. I just.
Can't knock it till you try it.
You're not going to take with my stinker.
Damn.
Okay, so that stinker. Was at least she asked you though, because some people would just do it and try it.
No, I mean
that's what she should have did.
Yeah, you don't ask.
It's just certain things I'm not into. My ass is a one-way street. It's only going down this way.
But the gooch is the same thing.
This way.
Huh? Yeah.
She licks
no,
your gooch.
Fuck is you talking
she did a drive by on your cakes
first
one time.
Of all, first of all.
Tasty cakes.
First of all,
yo,
yeah,
Philly.
Yeah,
what up, Philly?
Tasty cakes. Tasty cakes.
With the cream
okay,
and
so
the
little
nickname.
So hold on. So you lick your man's ass?
No.
Well, why are you over here promoting it and talking?
He brought it up.
No, I'm gonna.
No, she said it's cool.
Lick your Scooby Dooby Doo.
No, but I bet you if I wonder if I wanted to, if he would let me. I never tried to.
No, he gonna be like, wait.
You think he'll let me, Loria?
Yeah,
you do.
Loria,
you just gotta
love
do it.
It.
I feel
she,
like you just
she
gotta
try
do
to
it.
Encourage her to.
You gotta be like,
she
let me
just
try
like bite her nigga.
What did I say about teeth? You wasn't listening.
She don't
to
like
me.
The teeth.
You don't do the teeth.
She's spirit.
That hurts.
Plus, he's ticklish. That shit might tickle.
He's ticklish.
Tickle his booty?
I'm saying if you lick somebody's butt, I would think that tickle.
But you're not going to do it in a tickling
manner.
You
got hair on his ass.
Do you like your butt licked?
No, I don't really.
What about you?
Yeah.
I don't really like my butt beat.
Loyal, no,
how about
no,
you?
No. No.
Yeah.
Loyal,
Gigi,
lick
they
want
to know if you like your ass lick.
Do I like it?
Yeah.
Honestly, I like the lick ass better than I like my own ass lick.
There you go.
Because it doesn't really feel as good to me.
It felt good to
so
me.
So it turned you on to lick ass?
Well, it's a power thing. Like to
you like
have,
to see
right.
a man in the barn,
Joe,
barn boot.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Joe, that's crazy. Oh my fucking God, that's crazy.
Give it to him.
We know a girl in Philly. Something came out about a guy that, you know, we all knew. She said, I like when I lick his ass and when I finger his ass. Because it's like, I got all the power. Hold on.
50 Cent.
Right?
It's true.
Hold on. She power. Said, I got all the power. I said, hold on, bitch. I said, so you mean you stick your fingers in that nigga's ass and you feel like he man? I got the power. She said, yup, Gilly. She said, because you know how a guy, when he fuck a girl, he slay her down, she moan, he got all the power. When I eat his ass and when I finger his ass,
he be
I got all the power.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yo, who the
whoever the girl is, in is I agree.
For you to just say.
It's true.
I got like all the power.
Listen, it's the power. It's the fact that he let his vulnerability down. However you say that.
I have the power.
Right. And especially if you can get him on his hands and knees. Like, it's one thing to do it.
Why don't you feel like that means he trusts you too?
But if you can get him to turn over and, like, get up on his knees and, like, really bust it open for you.
She happy about this.
Then, yeah.
He trusts her if he does that.
Yes.
Think about it.
I've had girls tell me that every guy likes to finger in their butt. And there's nothing gay about it. Anything a woman does to a man isn't homosexual.
I agree.
And especially anatomy. The man's anatomy, his G-spot is in his anus. His prostate is where his G-spot is at.
That's why he likes his gooch licked.
Let me tell you something.
That's the gooch. That's the gateway.
So you like when a man get on his hands and knees on the floor?
Not on the floor, on the bed.
On the bed.
She's like, I'm not on the floor.
On a surface.
Who do you think I am?
On a flat surface. Yes. Fucking flat surface.
On a granite countertops.
Wait, hold on.
Aren't his motherfucking cakes in the air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And twerk.
Damn. Yo, she is something
else. Twerk, Angela.
She's instigating. Yeah. She got
and let you...
She not even in the
game. Let you go to town.
Hands and mouth.
On his quiches.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Do you spread his butt cheeks open?
Absolutely. If he in that position.
She vicious instigator. Okay.
In that position, hell, fuck
it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get to it.
What about, do you slap your man's ass?
No. That's too far.
You're going
April
too
slap
far.
April slap swallow ass.
Hold on, let me say one thing before we go even further. I want to say this about the whole ass thing.
Hold on, but we couple dates.
2 days slap your ass in the store.
The axe throwing thing, right? This nigga throw a good joint. He walking up. She said, yeah, babe.
But don't guys slap other guys' butt in basketball games?
I said, who?
This nigga lied.
Isn't that a basketball thing for a guy to slap a other guy?
He played basketball.
Listen, double standard. Here we are. This episode is all about double standard.
Smack each other on the butt all the time, too. L'Oreal always smacking my butt.
Yeah, I smack Gigi's butt.
But y'all women, y'all can do shit like that. Y'all go to the club and dance on each other. We never going to dance on each other in the club.
No.
Don't speak for everybody.
I'm saying we.
We not doing that shit.
We ain't dancing. I just want to point something out, though.
I'm confused at how y'all okay eating ass and sticking fingers in butt, but you can't smack your man on the butt?
I mean, during
What are you talking about?
I'm
not going to smack my man.
No, Gina,
why is that
we was
too
walking
far?
In the convenience store and Gina just slapped him on his ass.
But
hey,
that's
babe.
Just playing around. Like, but I think if we're don't having sex
Teenage slap your ass.
Smack
you will lie.
His ass? Nah,
no, that's
crazy.
Way too far.
That's super
God.
Crazy. I would never.
I would never
hold
either.
On.
That's but violation.
The, but the couple joints in the shit.
Couple
ain't crazy.
Joints is a lot too. You only if you
no,
you
do one.
Listen,
two
one
joint.
And you don't even put it all the way in.
No.
Just
exactly.
Put it far enough in to massage the prostate.
Boom.
You massage the prostate. It gets some of the best
so
erection.
Shitty finger. Y'all like shitty finger.
No, because you're dealing with a nigga that's clean. You wash your ass, don't you? You're not sitting around here with dirty.
No, listen, right. He nasty. He going,
but he ain't that nasty.
No, he nasty.
He ain't that nasty.
Listen,
he ain't not watching.
He
rely
on me. He rely on me.
Okay,
can
I just see this?
He rely on me.
He went on Instagram. Listen, he went on Instagram. He want to get a young boy's a message.
He always.
He's sitting in the park with his woman. He said, "Young boys,
I lick the feet." What's wrong with that?
He said, "Be yourself, young boys. Don't be afraid to lick your woman's feet." You know what I mean? Lick your woman too. He licked all in between the big toe. Lick them things.
On the street? Like listen, not out right, the shower?
That's my point. That's my fucking point.
Let me tell
listen,
you something.
It was 94 degrees that day. Listen.
And she smelled
listen,
good.
She said
listen,
yes.
Hold
she
on,
smelled
listen,
good.
Listen.
She smelled
and
good.
And she had on the big Balenciagas. Now, you know they heavy.
Yeah.
So no, she
yeah.
didn't. No, so she didn't have them on.
So listen. So they make your feet sweat a little more.
Yes, they do.
Because they heavy. So you know they make your feet sweat a little. And it was like... 5:30 in the afternoon, so she and
so
she got a bed, and she was out early that day. She
we
was
right
out at like 6:45 in the morning. She had errands to run. She was out
at 6:45.
Listen, she had errands to run. She was out at 6:45 in the morning, right?
He lied
all day.
She ran errands all day in the Balenciaga.
He pull up pups out 5:30 in the afternoon.
I'm weak.
Middle of the heat.
That's love, Gilly.
Thank you.
That's athlete's feet.
That's
well, listen.
That's athlete's feet.
She had some flavor. It was flavor. They was flavored up, too. They tasted real good.
That's nasty.
And flavory.
I'm sorry.
Flavory.
Yeah, they tasted good.
For me
he always liked barbecue corn chips, though, as a kid, though.
Frito-Lays.
No. Lying on me.
Now, people always send in questions.
I'm just playing.
And one question somebody asked was, she's dating this guy. They've been together 4 years, and he's very messy, and he has roaches in his house.
Come
oh,
on.
No.
No.
Never. Is there a way you can continue this relationship?
That happened
man.
To one of our friends.
Yeah.
Russ. Rusty. Yeah.
He has roaches? Or, yo, you
no,
have
wait,
everything.
What did he have? You remember Rusty? Yo, what did he have?
No, he
he invited this girl to his crib.
And
she was from D.C., right?
She said, yeah. She said them things was coming out of everywhere.
They was coming out of everywhere.
She said they was blitzing.
Well, tell that's him. Won't nasty. She just tell him or, give, or bring some Raid over here or get a exterminator?
Raid. He needed an exterminator. He definitely, yeah. I said, you need a
thorough cleaning. He needed an exterminator. He needed to throw some shit away because it got roach eggs
like that,
in it.
The roach eggs all in the cabinet.
Yeah, all in the corners and shit.
No, you can't
roach
trust
eggs
them.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they be in the cabinets.
They know I used to live in the hood. They know me from living in the hood. Like, I used to live in the hood. I had to clean that house thoroughly before I moved in that motherfucker.
I can't be with nobody that's real messy, though.
I can't.
It's not even
no
about
roaches.
That. In some places, in some instances, it's about
well, she said
no,
he's messy.
Listen, that right. But in Philly, we have row homes. Mm-hmm. So you in the house that's connected. Row homes.
No. Right
so you're in
a
house that shares walls.
Like, so literally.
You're in a, like a townhouse. It shares walls with the next people.
And
so if the people
out.
On this side of you is nasty as fuck, and the people on this side of you smoking crack all day, then the roaches are going to come into your clean house when you in there cooking motherfucking spaghetti and they smell lasagna and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like that in New York too because
yeah.
Built
oh, yeah, in New
certain
York. Oh
buildings.
My God.
That, yeah, and it's even worse in New York because y'all got rats.
But get an exterminator or something. Get
you
the rats.
Everybody mama could afford an exterminator.
Everybody mama could afford some boric acid.
Yeah,
okay.
But
we talk about a grown ass man.
It ain't nothing with no little bit of roaches.
How?
Come on,
that's
Gil.
What you think?
No.
Come on, Gil.
How
fucking
like,
no.
Like growing up, roaches
nah.
Was like a part of the family. Like
right.
you be sitting there. I mean, grandma made you some hot dogs and baked beans. You at the table. Keisha come out. You know, that's the roach with a little dye in her head. It might got a little beach hit him. Keisha, what you want? No, you ain't getting none of this. It was
hell
normal.
Nah.
Like, that shit was normal. Mice
yeah, if my
shit.
Rent was $25 and we lived
no,
in a projects, but
no.
If this is like some real,
I mean,
like,
okay, we grew up in this day and age when
okay,
you grown up getting money, you're not supposed to have roaches.
This was your
understanding. When I live in a building where other motherfuckers was.
Let me explain to you.
In the hood.
This what you understand. In Philly, all the houses are connected.
That's Brooklyn.
So,
yeah.
So if the people next door to you got mice,
small.
You got fucking mice.
Yeah.
They in your walls.
And the people three houses
you
down got mice.
You
got
fucking
them.
Crib
you got
every fucking
yeah.
thing.
So what if
this shit could be
so you
marvelous
have to keep a constant exterminator to keep them from coming out
your
house.
You got your shit got marble. Shit got everything. You got a stand-up shower with the Mickey's running around in the
stand-up shower. She's just probably not used to seeing roaches.
That's
I'm
how
sorry.
It goes.
So my advice at home, girl, would be to get, if she really want to stay in a relationship, do a thorough cleaning and get him a on the round the clock exterminator, and let him know that he need to stop being so
he
nasty. Exactly, and let him know that he not got to stop being so nasty, because that's in breeding them. Like, that's giving them a habitat to fucking breed in.
At the end of the day, I would tell her, go ahead and get you a new nigga, baby.
Thank you.
Because I mean, but they've been together 4 years and she in love.
Okay, but if you
she
mess
know
with
he
a grown,
had roaches.
But listen, if you mess 4 years. With a grown ass man, and he don't know he need to get a fucking exterminator.
That part.
And don't let him come
anytime
over without shaking that
jacket
out.
Turn off the motherfucking lights. They running around that bitch.
I would be afraid he bringing that shit to my house. You can't come over.
He gotta shake his
and
hat out.
And I'm leaving all my
jacket.
Shit in the car when I come to see you.
As soon as he turned out the lights, them bitch ain't wear like broken glass.
Remember Joe's apartment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Welcome
to Joe's apartment.
She taking shit. Roaches coming all out. Her Chanel shit at work.
Hell no.
She mad as shit.
That's the
come out a Chanel bag on the desk.
Chanel and roaches.
Start crawling around the computer and shit. They're like, what's going on? Where they come from?
Oh, and you know when that roach come out the Chanel bag, the one bitch you wish ain't seen
see
it.
Gonna see it.
Gonna
show everybody.
And she gonna throw
it
on the ground.
Oh, bitch, you know that Chanel bag.
They talking about it. You gonna throw it right on the ground. Put your bag, your station with your tag on there, your name.
Expensive roaches.
How can you sleep comfortably?
She got that fucking Chanel off the
now. You feel a hair, you be like, ah.
He like, babe, I was just trying to give you a
shit, growing up, I slept well. I ain't had no problem with them.
That
shit
was growing up when you ain't know no better. Shit, right. You just, that's
when you used to live like that right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to.
Of the day, the kids in Africa that are walking around with no shoes think that shit normal.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Here's another question somebody asked. I need some advice. I'm in a relationship with my son's mother and I don't know how to end it. It's not that I don't love her. I just don't want to be in a relationship no more. What do you think I should do? I don't want to break her heart.
Damn, you just did.
Right.
You just did. We know she'll know.
She gonna know soon enough, cause this is how he feel.
Damn.
So what do you do? Listen.
Give him the game, Gil.
If you don't want to be with her, then you should let her down easy.
Keep it 100. How do you let someone down easy?
I think
sometimes you gotta just be harsh, because the more you string somebody along and be too easy,
when you're harsh, then they
always gonna take that last impression of what y'all had in a harsh way. So how you got to deliver it is on some, you know, I fuck with you, but I just don't feel like this is going anywhere.
And she'd be like, but I could change.
Yeah. And it's like, well, you said.
I
spent too much time. You feel what I'm saying? Especially if you got kids, because you know, the last thing you want when you got kids is a bitter baby mama.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
That want revenge.
Right.
You don't ever want that.
I'll give you your space.
No, so you got to massage your ego.
But is it worse if you think there's still a chance?
No. Because at the end of the day, when you stay stern about what you're doing, it's like, when she love you, how she gonna be mad at you when she really can't be mad at you? So it was like, come on, man, like, you on that bullshit, dog. Stop playing, man. Mm. Oh, because I want a little space. Like, so now we can't be friends. We can't be cool. You gonna be on some nut shit. Eventually, she gonna be like, let me get off this.
She gonna be
shit.
Like, I knew you was gonna do this. My whole family said you wasn't shit. My friends told me.
She got the whole spill.
Because I know how this goes. Right. Like, I've seen it both sides. I've been the person to do it, and shit, I've been in a situation where I needed
but then
to step
be
back.
Like, you never know. We might get back together, but right as of right now,
damn,
I need
so
some
you can't
space.
Do that.
Right as of right now, I need some space. I need to figure things out. You done told niggas that before, huh?
Yeah, oh, but I feel like the guy was still trying to have sex with
you. Y'all had sex. He couldn't even crack the oven door open. I need some space, Ricardo.
Ricardo.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
What's these Spanish names that y'all coming up with today?
Ernesto.
Ricardo. The fucko.
You know what I'm saying? So every last one of y'all in here done told a motherfucker before, I'm not going to be able to do it.
I kind of just phase out.
Oh, okay.
That's
so you just
thing.
Disappear and shit.
I fade to black.
You don't,
fade to black.
She don't give a motherfucker no respect.
That's the best thing.
Either I'm going to tell you I'm good on you, bro, or I'm going to block you.
She go out with a date on a nigga and then say, bitch, I'm about to go and disappear, Mo.
Yeah. I just fade out. You just be busier and busier. And then eventually you just...
I just be like, I'm working. And I
am
working.
When are you available? 3 weeks from tomorrow. And then you'd be like, oh, you know what? Something came up that day.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
I'll get with you Wednesday.
I'm not good at being like, it's over.
So instead of doing that, why y'all just don't keep it real? Y'all always say, I just want a nigga that's just gonna keep it real with me. Just keep it real with me.
It's one of our double standards.
Wait, hold up.
I might want to fuck
him. But then now y'all doing all this motherfucking lying. I'm gonna be available 6 months and 2 days and 22 hours from right now with all this shit.
Hold your breath.
He'll get the hint.
Damn.
If you say I'm not available for 3 weeks, clearly, you know what it is.
No, because there's some guys that will not stop.
Right.
They're not gonna stop.
Some niggas that's like, it's 3 weeks later, bitch. What's up?
They be texting theyself like, hey, so your fingers broke? Yes, nigga. You ain't noticed 7 months ago?
Right.
Damn.
Why y'all just don't keep it real?
I'm talking to you, and I know you're listening.
I'm
going
to keep it real.
Damn.
Stop texting me, nigga.
So what you tell
me? I'm cool with whatever you got going on. I'm good on you. Or I'm going to just block him, and he's never going to be able to contact me.
So why just block them instead of just keeping it all the way real?
I don't know if I would block somebody.
Shit, I
feel
blocked.
People call
you on your list. You ain't got no rep.
Because if we ain't got no issues and nothing like that, I just don't really like you anymore. I don't have to
block you. You're just not going
to
answer the phone all the time.
Yeah,
you call.
Then
they going to call you from another number. Damn,
I don't even
want
to have to press in. Don't block.
I don't answer call numbers. I don't know.
Me neither. I don't answer numbers.
Exactly. So you'll just never reach me.
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. Have y'all ever been in a relationship and y'all locked the guy in into a certain thing?
Yeah, a different name?
No, like
L'Oreal, what are you talking
about?
I'm like,
what do you mean? Oh, I
what
think that locked him in the phone. Like, what
locked
do you mean?
The nigga in the like car note.
Oh, yeah. That's not a relationship.
ATM.
But I didn't say a relationship.
Oh,
but y'all therapist. Ever messed with it? Deal had dealings with a guy and you locked him in under a certain thing.
Mm-mm.
I put people under DNA. Do not answer.
Okay.
I don't, I'm trying to think.
I've had a whole DNA list before. Just don't answer.
Oh,
I don't even
yeah.
know which one of them
Hell
it is. I'm
yeah.
just not going to answer.
Never
no,
answer.
If anything, I'll give a nigga a cold name.
Okay, like
you know?
What?
Like I'll call him something that's not his name.
I'll put a girl's name.
That's when you're trying to be sneaky.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
She asked if you put it underneath
she
something
ain't no
else.
Joke.
I think I've definitely changed it to a girl's name before.
It's definitely
that's
been my
name before.
That's
when you're trying to be sneaky.
Yeah.
That's when you're trying to be sneaky.
So let me, okay, so
let
one
me time
ask
a guy left his phone at my house, and then I was trying to call him, and the shit rang in my house, and it wasn't my name.
Wow.
So let me ask you a question.
Oh, wow.
So y'all did y'all just tell on yourself?
Just now?
I mean, because if you're in a relationship and you have to change it to a girl's name.
I'm not
in
one anymore, so I don't
know. No, but we was talking about in relationship. So if you have to change it to a girl's name, then
that's why I said that's when you're being sneaky.
Why,
yeah.
Why what was y'all out here doing?
Being sneaky.
I was being sneaky.
Oh, you was?
She be straight up about it. She don't care.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't care. I'll tell you. I was being sneaky. And it's always best to make
why
it
you just
like,
let it go?
Wait, and you
now,
was
you
being
know
sneaky
what's
too?
Fucked yeah, up? I got before. Caught doing that shit too.
She got caught.
Yeah, I got
I,
caught.
I don't even have her I name
got caught doing that before.
You got caught cheating?
I had a nigga name saved to my sister.
No, it was the name that I fucked up because it was actually our friend Janae, but I would spell Janae's name with a T, like Janet, kind of. But it was because of her Instagram name or whatever. So I had a guy I was talking to underneath that name and he called me while I was at dinner with my boyfriend and he was like, why? Who the fuck is that? And I was like, it's Janae. And he was like, that's not how you even spell her name.
Damn, he
call
was on it like that.
Damn,
he was
like,
like
call
a
her back. Yo,
he
no,
was
this nigga
you was in trouble.
Look, I was like trying to call her on the low, like, bitch, please be awake. Like, but then it was a different name. So he was like, you're calling somebody else. I was like, no, I fixed it because I spelled her
damn,
name
he
wrong.
Was doing the
I was
most.
Trying to come up with all kind of shit. I was caught.
So that's the worst you ever got caught?
No.
So what's the worst? Come on.
Damn,
what's the
why
worst?
You don't just let it go? You got to you got to be a player.
What's the worst? You got a good one too. I just
I'm
saw
trying
your
to think. You see me?
You got a
That's
good
clicking.
One. What's the worst you ever got caught?
Oh, I got caught cuz I told my ex-boyfriend that I was going to Spain for the weekend.
Damn, you vicious.
I don't know why I made up Spain. And he
and
knew
he
I
was
like,
going to get slain.
And
he
was
getting
But in my defense, we had broken up, right, and got back together.
Oh,
but
shit.
During the time that we broke up, I started talking to somebody else, and he was flying in to come see me. So I didn't want to tell him to cancel his flight. So I was like, I told him me and my boyfriend got back together. But I was like, you know, I know you booked your flight. You could still come. But I just so you know, I'm back with my boyfriend. So you know, you can stay for the weekend, but we ain't gonna do nothing. It was fine.
We ain't gonna do nothing.
Right. He was fine with it because we was just cool, but I figured, you know, I didn't have a boyfriend no more.
Stupid. I hate him.
Nigga flew in from Spain.
He didn't come from Spain.
We ain't gonna do nothing. What?
Ricardo.
What? Niggas don't fly.
Okay, from Spain.
What's his name?
Hey. Esteban.
Enrique.
Enrique. Fly in from Spain.
I don't know why I lied and said that, and I think I was like messing up my life.
Yeah, you gotta drain this.
He came from Spain to get drained.
He popped up at my house and rang the bell. I was there.
Then you just opened the door like, okay,
I did, because I was like, oh, well, I'm caught. I was like,
I'm caught.
I introduced them to each other. And
then what you did?
Cried. He left because he was mad.
Who?
And my boyfriend at the time left.
Left you with the guy from Spain.
Yeah, he wasn't from Spain, by the way. And we still chilled out and had a good fun weekend.
Just had a chill. Y'all just chill. Okay.
We really did just chill.
That's good. That's cool. Okay.
So basically a shoulder to cry on turned into a dick to ride on.
Yes. Yes,
but you know what? I kind of was over because.
Yes, she loved it. She loved it.
We had broken up because he was cheating on me. So
you
I wasn't
should
really
be
like,
on the same
you know.
Couch,
so. Oh, y'all was, so that was a cheat back.
It was a long time ago. I was in my 20s. Let's just say that's it.
Dude from Spain came right on time.
He wasn't supposed to get drained.
Was like, I hate you. He was like, come here. He was like, ah.
Enrique got
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to go like this.
Please
like,
do.
They went from here to here.
Don't worry about it. Yep.
But that's definitely my life. The worst.
From here to
I'll give you something to make you feel very good.
It's easy motion. It's easy motion.
It's crazy. Something we do in Spain.
We do this back home. It's nice. It's easy.
Hilarious. But that was the worst I ever got caught.
Damn.
What's the worst you ever got caught?
I actually got told on.
Damn.
I didn't even get caught. I got told on.
Tattletales.
Some bitches that I thought was my friends really was jealous because they wanted all my lives. And
damn, all my lives.
How many you got?
I'm like, yeah, I got nine lives. And they told on all my shit and I got caught up. And it ended up, you know, it is what it is. We still together. But yeah, I got I got told on. I ain't get caught.
She said all my lives. I still
all my
lives.
She got nine. She a cat.
Told
she's
on all my lives.
She's sneaky.
Wilder, what about you?
What?
What's yeah, when you ever got caught?
I was in jail.
I ain't
do nothing, man. My life started since I came home.
I was in jail.
I ain't had no problem.
One
I'm just
time
out
jail
here.
So you
never,
my cell
never got caught doing anything.
What you say next?
Oh my God.
What did he say?
You said to see him caught you in the celly necking.
You fucking lying. He's nut ass. He's a nut. I ain't never get caught, but I'm going to tell you some weird shit that happened with me and him before I went to prison.
Wait.
Some weird shit.
That just started off
and
good.
And we was young.
So listen, we down South Street. We meet these girls. So
it's a hell of a coincidence.
Listen, it's a crazy coincidence.
Crazy coincidence.
So we meet these girls, right? We kicking it with them. We shooting our shit. Oh yeah, all right. Like, oh, we gonna come holler at y'all.
Girl named Kim.
So we get to the crib. I'm not gonna do. We stand at the door.
No, hold on. Tell a story the right way. This nigga just skipped the whole fucking story. We down South Street. Meet this girl. Her name Kim.
Girls.
Get her number. It's a couple of them.
Yeah.
But the main story is about Kim.
Kim.
Right. Waiting on her to call. She ain't called. Waiting on her to get with us, whatever. However, we ain't get with her. Finally, we get with him. Damn, I was waiting on you to call all day. Fuck you, bitch.
Yep.
We go up there.
Where's there?
Germantown.
Okay.
On Shelton Ave somewhere, right?
We knock on the door.
We knock people, on the door.
A girl come to the door. She say, who you here for? I'm like, Kim.
Yep. Yes.
She like,
yes.
All right, get Kim for you. Get Kim with that we fat
gonna
ass.
Her girlfriend,
Kim
too.
Got
we
got that fat ass.
We running down on these. We gonna kill him tonight.
My girl come to the door like, come right oh, to so the, you can't,
oh, you can't even
you
see Kim?
Kim?
No.
He run off the porch. He jumps off the porch. Like an athlete.
I just turn around and run.
He run. So I'm standing there.
Why did you run?
Because he's a nut.
You talking about Decepticons retreat?
He jumped off the porch.
About?
He ran like two blocks.
What the fuck is it to stay here for?
So now, I'm like this. I'm standing at the door. She like, for real, Wallo?
Kill.
For real? Y'all just, you just go ahead.
And he went out like a bitch ass nigga. That's what he did. Listen.
No.
And you stayed?
No, hold on. First of all, he's a bitch ass nigga because when I run, you're supposed to run.
I got it back.
But
I got
you know the rules.
I straightened it out.
No, hold on. So,
he was in fucking shock. See, our shocks was different. Our shocks was both like, holy shit, run.
He was frozen.
His shock was like, and the motherfucker had a gun, he was dead.
I'm like, what?
She like, what the fuck? Don't fucking run. I'm going.
He's running. So now,
that shit echoes now. Run.
She went down the step a little bit. Like, you gonna run?
He ran.
She said, oh, Milo, for real?
So I'm leaning on the porch.
I'm like, screaming, come on. I'm not talking about for real. He's still in shock. For real.
So
I'm
like, wow.
So listen, this is what happened.
He started bitching at a rapid rate.
No, shut up. Shut your nut ass up.
Okay, before you say anything, what's the only way that you could possibly get out of this?
Well, as if a it was man. Your he could have said it was for him.
Right. No.
I straightened it out.
They knew it wasn't for him.
He asked for
I
him.
I was for the girl.
What's the only fucking possible way
I've died
in the history
with this.
That you could possibly get the fuck out of this situation? Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
He agreed with her like a bitch ass nigga. That's
no.
what he did.
He lied.
I don't know why he did that.
He lied.
He ain't
he
right.
He took
this
her side.
He no, wrong. This is what happened.
Shit. Right.
This is what happened.
So of course she didn't cuss him the
listen,
fuck out. No
and I come two blocks
shit.
And find him hiding under the car like two blocks away. I said, bring in that ass on. We get in the car. Damn. We leave, right? He tell me some damn cuz I need that in my life. That thing's spectacular. Her vernacular is spectacular. Talking about that mouthpiece. So I'm like, listen. I said, we got it, cuz. I got it. He said, you got to talk to her. So, I'm calling her. No, I'm just saying, I'm like, she ain't going nowhere. She just vent right now. She ain't going nowhere. You was blazing her. Next thing you know, next day I call her. He ain't even with me. I call her. Listen, she's talking about something. All right, just come over. Just not miss him anyway. I call his nut. Listen, anything cool? We back on. Yeah, for real?
He did.
Anything cool? He happy.
He did.
He was happy to.
But he agreed with her.
I didn't agree with her. I never agreed with her.
Massaged your ego for 2 days.
I ain't agree with her. I got you back in the game.
Well, that's what he should have did.
Yeah, that's his way to get her.
I got you back in the game.
Yeah, he can't argue with her.
That shit didn't last.
He was back blazing again.
Of course not. You should have just hollered at Kim. You played yourself.
Well, see,
Kim was the setup.
She was a sexy decoy
in the green room.
No, what happened was when I met the girl, her name was Kim. So later on that night, I get a call. When I pick up, I'm like, hello. They ask for me. I'm like, who this? It's a pause. Like,
oh, you should have known that.
And then it's like, Kim. So when she said Kim, it was just a coincidence she said Kim. Because I didn't even notice in the pause or nothing. Like, wait, what the fuck you mean, like, who this? Like,
oh.
Then it was like, Kim. When she said Kim, I lost my mind. Damn, I'm waiting for you to call me on fucking
blade.
Where the fuck is she at you? It's another pause. Like, where am I at? Like,
so they like, how the fuck
I'm
did this
I'm up Germantown.
Work?
Man, we're at Germantown. Give me the address. I'm coming to see you right now. All right, I'm at this. So when I get there, her girlfriend come to the door at first. I don't even notice it's her girlfriend. She like, who you here for? I'm like, Kim. Fuck is wrong with you?
Where's Kim?
Yeah.
Right.
She was spectacular.
They even gave me a chance when I got there. Like, go see if he's still going to say Kim. I'm still at the door. Kim.
Oh, my God.
Kim was something else.
And then my woman
Where's
comes
Kim
to the
now?
Door.
Somewhere.
And I just turned around and ran.
Well, listen, Lori, y'all got to go catch her train. You got to run.
Take my ass to D.C.
Back to D.C., baby. But we appreciate y'all for coming up here.
We
I know
y'all.
A lot of people have been saying we needed to get you guys
a
on
lot
this
of right.
$1 million worth of game.
Y'all took too long.
Nah, it's the perfect timing.
Perfect timing. We had to make it happen. So
Absolutely.
We got to make sure we do this again.
Playing games. Yeah, man, if y'all know what's going on, it's Wild 0267 Gilly, the $1 million worth of game. Number one music podcast on Apple, man. Number one episode. We like right now, we number one. We number five. We number 16 in episodes. We all in the top. We just doing what we do. That's what we do.
All right. We appreciate all the support.
All the support
we can
out
see
there.
Why. And we're going to actually be doing our live show. Lip Service is going on the road. We are going to be in Philly, so we'll let y'all know.
Oh, yeah. Yes, oh, we're coming through a blaze, that joint.
Yep. What that date is going to be, but we're going to be all over Houston, Detroit,
okay.
Dallas.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Man. Y'all doing y'all
tour.
Thing.
You know what that means.
DC. You know what that means.
Hey. I like that. How you...
You can't do it. Don't
that's that money.
That's when you blow bubbles.
Me.
See, oh, yeah, now see, I don't know
that.
Okay.
Slurpee straw.
At least he eats, but.
I don't
oh,
blow
I heard
bubbles.
About that.
I just
heard about the Slurpee straw. I be listening to y'all.
Yeah,
you know,
I put bubbles in a bubble.
You know, y'all my folks.
Straw
you know, I'm no matter where I live. better no. where I go. I'm
I don't use a straw.
So, you know.
I don't use a straw.
I don't think I want bubbles in my butt.
I go right
butt.
In. Doesn't no straw.
You know, the Slurpee straw got the little spit at the end.
Girls don't supposed to fart.
Y'all, life is not in y'all favor, like...
You can't do it. All right, lip service.